monies have been allocated. It's going to happen, and I think we just need to work together now as closely as we can to, as I said, accelerate that from the original October 26, and hopefully see it in the first half of the year. I'd be aiming for spring, but of course we'll work with the officials, and we have to respect their timelines and the legislation that they'll have to work around.
And is it known yet the scale that this is going to be on for, I suppose, the economic area for the Northwest?
Yeah, well, when we first started this conversation a few years ago now, we'd done a had a independent economic assessment done, and the minimum the route would bring to the regional GDP was around 57 million every year, and that was a conservative estimate. So I think it's significant right across the Northwest, as I said, for business growth, for investment, and of course for tourism, where we sometimes struggle to get people right up to the Northwest, and now having a direct route from Dublin is going to increase that US market in particular.
You know, we often hear of people who have to go back and forth to Dublin for hospital treatments and the likes of that there. So it will be a burden off in that regard too.
Yeah, very much so. Particularly with the sort of somewhat disappointing news around the consistent delays around the A5. Ever so important that we can improve the connectivity for those who will like the air connectivity, because let's face it, it may be some time before we see spades in the ground for the A5.